Shit, I think she knocked a tooth loose.
You should have let me arrest her.
No, it was my fault. I pressed her too hard when I should have backed off.
Let me see. It's red, but nothing Tylenol and ice pack can't fix. I hope it was worth whatever you got from her.
Detective Scott and Fox have been partners for almost 10 years. While they never shared any romantic feelings, they were as close as a husband and wife could ever be. They formed the perfect crime-solving duo. Scott could read people, while Fox could see details most would overlook.
I know she's hiding something, but I don't know what.
You think the stink she made about the harp is bullshit?
I don't know. What did you pick up from her room?
She travels light. She took only the essentials like clothes and toiletries. And she keeps everything packed so she can leave in a hurry. I checked her trash, and there's only been takeout for one person. So she hasn't had any visitors.
If she's looking for her husband, then why be cagey about it? We've interviewed people looking for loved ones before. They're usually pushing us out the door to look for them. But not Mrs. Wells. I'd say she doesn't want us looking for him at all.
Or she knows we'll never find him. Come on, Henry. We've seen this song and dance before. A husband or wife puts on a show about looking for their missing spouse while they got them buried in the basement.
You might be right. There's too many coincidences between River Wells and Amelia Landers. As my favorite Star Trek character would say, I believe in coincidences. Coincidences happen every day, but I don't trust coincidences.
When I'm close to forgetting what a sci-fi freak you are, you remind me. All right, so how do we play this?
I want to contact her colleagues from Oak Grove and see what they have to say about her husband's disappearance.
Okay. While you handle that, I'll do some digging into Amelia's social media and see if she had any personal contact with David Dane through it.
Sounds good.
Hey, I'm back. I brought lunch.
Excellent. I was just going over something, and I want your opinions on it.
Sure. One sec. Okay, I brought sandwiches and coffee from that ham and bacon place. Here's yours. Bacon egg on toast with mayo. And here's your coffee. Black.
I contacted one of River Wells' old co-workers from Oak Grove.
You did?
Yeah. She had plenty of time for an interview since she retired last year. She taught art history for 30 years at Oak Grove and was friends with David Dane. Give this a listen.
Mrs. Minks, I'm going to record our call for future reference. Is that all right?
It's fine with me. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let's start with how long you've taught at Oak Grove.
I've taught there for nearly 30 years. Oak Grove is a good school for creative minds.
And you've worked with multiple colleagues over the years?
Oh, yes. We have some stable professors, but a lot do come and go.
Did you know River Wells?
Yes, I'm acquainted with her.
Huh. I've noticed your choice of words. You're just acquainted with her. Did you two not work together?
No. She taught over in the writing and literature department while I conducted lessons in the art department. But we did see each other at faculty meetings.
What can you tell me about her?
She mostly kept to herself. Not very social. She was never rude, but she wasn't interested in making friends. A real introvert, that one. But she could be blunt. She butted heads with students and faculty a time or two.
And how about David Dane? How well did you know him?
Oh, David, he was a marvelous man. Everyone loved him. Did you find him? Is that why you called?
Unfortunately, we have not located him.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, David joined us a year after Mrs. Wells did, and he brought a spirit to the college we didn't know we lacked. The students adored him, and the faculty admired him. He was kind, patient, wise, and everyone just loved him.
And was it odd that someone like him hooked up with someone as prickly as Wells?
I'd say it was. We were all shocked when they began seeing each other. They met at the annual Christmas party, and they were inseparable ever since.
Well, what was their relationship like? Any fights or disagreements?
Honestly, we didn't think it would last longer than a few months, but River changed. While she still wasn't the warmest person, you could have a conversation with her that wasn't work-related. And when David came into a room, she'd light up like the 4th of July. Oh, didn't we all? You could feel the love radiating from her when she was with him. And he loved her, too. They made a good couple, and they married 2 years later.
Did anything strange happen around the time David Dane disappeared?
Oh, dear. The whole ordeal was strange. He simply stopped coming to work. We'd ask River where he was, but she would say David was out. No details about where he went or when he would be back. Just out was all she would say. We knew something wasn't right. David never got sick nor took leave without advance notice. After 2 weeks with no word from David, the dean and I paid their house a visit. Right away, I knew something was wrong. River was, well, to be blunt, she looked horrible. Like she hadn't bathed or eaten in days. And her eyes. Oh, her eyes were so sad and lost. She didn't want us there, but she let us in. She still wouldn't tell us where he went. She just kept saying he'd be back soon. But I think she was telling herself that more than us. The house was empty. Sorrowful. Like a home after a funeral. When we left, we knew we couldn't just wait and see anymore. We filed a missing persons report. The police looked, but they didn't find any trace of David.
Do you think River did something to David?
I want to say yes, but I can't bring myself to do so. If you had seen her when she was with David, you would see how dearly she loved him. So I would say no. I don't believe she harmed him.
Did you know Amelia Landers?
Amelia Landers. I've taught a lot of students, but that name doesn't ring a bell.
She was a drama student and was hired as an actress by the C&T company.
Sorry, dear. I taught art history all the way over in the art department. I can't say I would know many students from the drama department.
Could David have known her?
Possibly. He'd advised the drama department with adapting folklore or mythology into plays. He often attended rehearsals and performances.
Could he have known Amelia personally?
Surely you're not suggesting David was seeing the student, are you?
It's not uncommon for professors to sleep with their students.
Hold on now. I've met some professors who abuse their power over impressionable young ladies, but not David. He would never, ever be involved with a student. Ever. If you met him, you would know David has a good heart and a clean soul.
I am very sorry if I offended you. It's a routine question I have to ask in cases like this. I have one more question and then we'll be finished.
All right. Ask your question.
Do you know why River stopped teaching?
Well, one of her students committed suicide.
What happened?
I don't know the details, but he was a troubled young man. He got brainwashed by online political dogma and had some offensive ideas about women. And with River being a women's literary professor, they tended to clash during her class. It got so bad, he was put on disciplinary probation. Then one night, he shot himself in the quad.
That's very tragic. What was the student's name?
Douglas Matthews. It affected everyone, especially River. She finished the semester and never returned.
Mrs. Minx, I really appreciate your taking time to speak with me. I will let you enjoy the rest of your day.
It's no problem, Detective, but if you find out what happened to David, will you please call me? We've been very worried about him.
What about River? Are you worried for her?
David was the one with Franz, not River. If she came to events or parties, it was because she tagged along with David. No one really missed her when she left, to be honest.
I see. Thank you.
What did you pick up from that?
Yay, David. Boo, River.
Yeah, I got that too. They probably wish River was missing instead. However, something is off about David Dane.
And what would that be?
Well, he's a ghost. No social media presence, no driver's license, state ID, or anything. The background check pulls up nothing.
What about a banking account? The man's gotta eat.
All under River Wells' name. The college began direct depositing the checks to her account after they married. But before then, nothing.
Maybe the money was sent to a third party.
Perhaps, but I'll need a warrant to dig any deeper.
What about phone records?
The man used an ancient flip phone, the kind that doesn't have a screen.
Do you think he might be illegal?
Even illegal immigrants leave some sort of paper trail in this country. And that's not the strangest thing. I asked the people from Oak Grove if they could send me a photo of him. But no one has one. There's no selfies, videos, or group pictures with him in it. I even checked the college website where all the instructors have their pictures posted under their bios, but his profile doesn't have one. If David Dane is so popular, why are there no photos of him? If I hadn't spoken to so many people who adore this man, I'd say he doesn't exist.
That is weird. These days, everyone is plastering their images online. Does this change your affair theory?
Not really. We've seen plenty of great guys be degenerates when no one's looking. It's too much of a connection to drop. Well, did you find anything on your end?
I found what you'd expect from a young 20-something girl who thinks the internet pines for updates about her life. Just selfies, pictures of her with friends and boys, but nothing about David Dane.
Do you think she might have a secret account under a different name?
It's possible, so I'll just have to keep digging.
Well, Wells said something that stuck with me. Right after she walloped me, she said, "No one knows David like I do. No one knows what he is." At first, I chalked it up to a woman being possessive of her man, but now I think she let something slip in the heat of the moment.
Well, is it me, or does it seem she's obsessed with him? Like, it goes beyond being a loving wife.
I got that impression, too. Especially from how she harassed the theater staff and nearly stole the harp.
Oh God, Henry, the murder weapon. I can't believe we didn't piece this together. Forensics said it was thin wires. What about harp strings?
Shit, I didn't think about that.
Okay, our next step needs to be investigating the harp. It's the main centerpiece of their play, so they must have someone maintaining it.
I think their prop master's name is Tina Fuller. You should question her next. And I'll keep looking into Wells and Dane. There's something there. Even if it may not be related to the Landers case, my gut tells me that thread runs deeper than we know.
Do you want to question Wells again?
Not unless we have solid evidence. I believed her when she said she'll lawyer up. She's obsessed with her husband, but not stupid.
Scott was a great detective. He had good instincts. David, if he met you, he would have asked the questions no one thought to ask. Though you tried to hide it, an aura surrounds you, a grace that drew everyone toward you. Your warm smile could melt the coldest heart. I would know. It melted mine.
You did it for her. You sang for her. Please, sing for me. Just once. Just once. Please. Please.
Hi, is Tina Fuller here?
Oh, I'm here. I'm Tina Fuller.
Hi, I'm here to... Are you bleeding?
I accidentally cut myself while moving boxes.
Do you need medical attention?
No, I'm fine.
I can go look for a first aid kit.
I already have one. Thank you.
Oh, you already had one waiting.
Can I help you?
Yes, I have some questions about that harp.
What about it?
You're the prop master for heartstrings, correct? Are you the only one who maintains it?
Yes.
No one else? Just you?
Just me.
Does anyone else come back here? Is it just you here alone?
The girls sometimes come back here to smoke or complain about cheating boyfriends.
Like who?
I don't know.
Do you keep to yourself back here?
I like being alone.
I can see why. It's just you and that harp. That's a beautiful instrument. Is that the harp Riverwell says belongs to her?
No, it doesn't belong to her. The harp likes me.
Right. What about harp supplies? I'm not an expert, but I know an expensive instrument like that needs regular maintenance, like replacing the strings.
The harp is perfect. It doesn't need maintenance.
But you were just trying to play it now.
I was packing it up.
Then why are your fingers bleeding? You were trying to play it. I'm no music expert, but it sounds really out of tune.
Mr. Dane's harp is never out of tune.
Mr. Dane's harp? So you're confirming that this harp is Mr. Dane's?
It's mine now.
I think the CNT company would disagree, and so would River Wells.
It's mine. It belongs to me. River Wells, she married David Dane, so she doesn't need the harp. Not like I do. She doesn't deserve it.
Okay. Okay. Just calm down. I see I tried speaking to you at a bad time. I'll come back later, okay?
The harp is mine. Everybody keeps trying to bother me.
Yes, that's right. The harp is yours. No one wants to take it from you.
Good.
Okay. Goodbye, Tina. I hope your fingers feel better soon.
Why won't you sing for me? Just like you do for her. I know what to do. She can teach me. River will show me how to get you to sing.
Hi.
River, how are you?
Not in jail?
Did the cops question you too?
Yeah, they did. They're going after any lead they can find.
And you're not worried?
Should I be? I didn't kill her, so there isn't any evidence linking me to her murder. They're grasping for straws.
Oh. Okay, well, that kind of makes me feel better.
By the way, I need your help.
You want me to help you break into the theater?
Is that so wrong?
Yes, but... Okay, one sec. Hey, Lori, would you come over here, please?
Hey, Liam, need a refill? Oh, it's you.
Hi. You.
Now you two be nice. Lori, tell River what you told me.
Fine. The CNT company have canceled all performances of Heartstrings. Once the cops says it's okay, they're pulling out and going home.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Amanda told me.
Who's Amanda?
A friend. She works as an assistant for CNT company.
Do you know when they're pulling out?
I don't know. I guess whenever the cops lets them go.
Shit. All right, I gotta break in today.
Or you could go through the proper channels and file a police report. Or talk to a lawyer to get the harp back.
No, I'm not doing any of that. Can I trust you two not to be snitches and report me if you hear about the theater being robbed?
Yes.
No.
Lori.
Fine. Yes.
But I think it's a really, really bad idea.
Duly noted. See you later.
Liam?
What?
You're not going to let her rob the theater, are you?
Well, what can I do? I tried stopping her, but it took a murder to actually stop her. You told me to stop sticking my neck out for people who don't want help, so here I am.
I know, but it doesn't feel... Oh, no.
What?
Tina just stopped River on the street.
What? Are they talking?
Yeah, you could say that.
Lori, what's wrong?
Don't look.
I got to look now. Oh my god! Tina has a gun!
And she's forcing River into a car.
We gotta do... Can you call the police?
I'll call 911.
No, I have that detective's number. What's... Henry Scott. I'm gonna call him right now.
Good idea. Wait, Liam, where are you going?
I'm gonna go follow them.
Are you crazy? Tina has a gun!
I know, but I can't just do nothing. And if I follow them... And I might be able to help.
Damn it, Liam! All right, fine. But I'm coming too.
You've been listening to episode 6 of River's Journey, written by Cambry Varner, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music provided by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Tim Price was Henry Scott. Nicole Tomte was River Wells. Cambry Varner was Miranda Fox. Casey Shaw was Hilary Minx. Kira Hendricks was Tina. The Wizard Mocha was Lori. John Wilson was Liam. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.